Last time Elaine Agatha was joining us, we were talking about her in her expanded role within J.P. Morgan Chase. We were also talking about, you know, the 11,000 people that are soon going to be domiciled out at Legacy West. This business really is growing, but it's probably a good time to be in the banking business. The chairman for the Dallas region, and for our purposes today, the South and Midwest region head for the private bank is Elaine Agatha, and she joins us again. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
So I keep thinking of you you started with Texas Commerce, and you're known all over Dallas, and you're involved in all kinds of stuff. But tell me about your reach right now. What areas are you covering?
So I run our private bank business from Minneapolis over to Michigan, down to Atlanta and the Carolinas, and then over to New Mexico, the middle of the country.
So New Mexico to the Carolinas, yeah. East to west. So what are you seeing? I mean, everybody tells us that Texas is just on fire and we have all this in-migration.
So it's really interesting to get a visual of it because I do travel a lot. And you can really see the growth, the cranes, the growth in Austin, the growth in Dallas, Fort Worth area. But also, we are building, J.P. Morgan Chase, building 400 new branches this year. And it's fascinating because we spend an enormous amount of money on technology, but also we believe that clients still want to come in, have a place to get advice. And we have reconfigured our branches, et cetera, but we were never in certain areas. So, for instance, in Memphis and Nashville and Charlotte, we are opening new branches. And it's so fun because when you suddenly have a branch with the name Chase on it, people know you're in town. You know,
yeah,
suddenly they see your brand.
Yeah.
And but the we opened some in Washington, D.C., and there was a line out the building trying to open new accounts. And we said, why? We were just curious why. You know, we'd never been in Washington, D.C. And they said it was our mobile app. So I think it's a combination of our technology and the ability to have a physical location for when you need to.
But it seems like everybody, especially in your business, is trying to push everybody over to technology. And, you cite the convenience. You can pay bills on your phone and all that, which is very wonderful.
Right.
But it also cuts your overhead, and you don't have to go around opening up 400 new branches.
Well, good point, but you still want to be there to service clients. And that's, at the end of the day, what we're about. And we're about there to we really think that people, and we've asked clients, they can do a lot over their mobile phone and through technology. But they want to look at somebody across the table when they need help with their money. And there's still a lot of financial literacy that we like to help educate people about their money. There's so many people in the country that don't understand how to take care of their money and therefore their families, et cetera. So it's everything from financial literacy to being able to service and be there for clients.
So 400 new branches. What's a new branch look like? Do you want corner locations people can drive
we
in?
We want a location where people... traffic, you know, where they are, it's convenient. And therefore, we have opened branches in different areas where next to universities and next to downtown. And we've gone to different cities where we said, you know, to the mayor, to the leadership in towns we've never been in. And we said, you know, help us. Where would you need us to be in? And sometimes there's low-income areas where they don't have a branch. And a great story in Philadelphia, we were opening a branch. They really wanted us in this location, but it was too much space. And so we went to the community and said, what do you really need here? Is it a community center? And they said, no, we need a coffee shop. We need good coffee. So we went to our small business group. We said, do you know anybody that, you know, in your client base that has a restaurant or makes coffee? And they said, yes. So we rented them space for a dollar. We said, let's have a coffee shop. So we're trying to do the right thing for communities as we move in and really be part of the community.
Wow. You know, we're getting to the point, at least down here, and maybe it's a function of our prosperity, we're overbanked.
That's
I mean,
right.
You probably don't know the intersection, but Preston and Forest.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, there's a bank on three of the four corners. If Bibb and Tucker's ever fails, then there'll be a fourth. But right down from it is there's a Prosperity Bank and Legacy, Texas, which is probably going to be a problem because they merge, and another. I've never seen so many banks in my life. If you go to Preston Center, place is filthy with them.
That's right. And mergers do change that. But as I said, you know, we were really, through regulations and all kinds of different things, it has allowed us now to open up and to open new places where we were not there. We were not able to service the clients we had. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of clients either through, you know, technology or credit cards or whatever. They wanted us there. And when we went into a competitor's, one of the other branches that were there, he said, you know, we just want you to know we're going to be building across the street, want to be good neighbors. And the response was, thank goodness. I can't tell you how many times someone walks in here and says, where's the Chase branch? Because we all service our clients. And truly helping people with their finances. It's why I'm still in the business after all these years.
Well, another reason you're still in business is not the same old thing. I mean, your business has changed
so much.
Dramatically. I mean, 40 years ago.
Prime rate was 23%.
Yeah, I remember
that. In New York City.
Yeah. And as we were saying the other day, Chase Manhattan was not allowed to set foot in the state of Texas.
Nor did anybody want to meet them. That's right. They needed someone with a Texas accent.
Now they're beating a path to your door. Elaine Agather is head of the South and Midwest region, and also is happily head of this region for J.P. Morgan Chase. Always good to have you with us.
Thank you. So good to see you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.